This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the grain deal that allowed Ukraine to export grain safely through the Black Sea will not be restored until the West facilitates Russian agricultural exports. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin made the statement after talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who, along with the UN, brokered the deal seen as vital for global food supplies. Russia refused to extend the deal in July, complaining that an agreement promising to remove obstacles had not gone anywhere. Putin had said that if those commitments had been honored, Russia could return to the deal within the nearest days. Since Putin withdrew from the grain initiative, Erdogan has repeatedly pledged to renew arrangements that had helped to avoid a food crisis in parts of Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Romania's government on Monday said recent Russian strikes against ports along the Danube River had not threatened its national territory.
The drone attacks conducted by the Russian Federation did not pose any direct military threats against our national territory or Romania's territorial waters.
Earlier, Ukraine's foreign ministry said the drones had detonated on Romanian territory, which borders Ukraine. A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for use in its war in Ukraine, according to multiple media reports. National Security Council spokesman Adrian Watson noted Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu traveled to North Korea recently. This is VOA News. Two high-ranking military officers in northeast Congo have been arrested for their involvement in a crackdown on protests that left 43 people dead and dozens more severely injured. Defense and security forces in the Central African nation used lethal force last Wednesday to repress planned anti-UN protests in the city of Goma. Congo's interior minister said the government would hold trials to establish responsibility for the killings of civilians. The general that led the coup in Gabon has now been sworn in as interim president. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
General Brice Oligui Nguema led military officers who seized power on August 30th. The coup, ending the Bongo family's 56-year grip on power, had drawn cheering crowds onto the streets of the capital, Libreville. However, it has also been condemned abroad. Central African Regional Bloc, ECAS, has urged partners, led by the United Nations and the African Union, to support a rapid return to constitutional order. At his inauguration, Nguema reiterated that his administration would organize free and fair elections, though gave no timetable. He has previously said the junta would proceed quickly but surely, but cautioned that too much haste could lead to elections that lacked credibility.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Leaders, diplomats, and global representatives have gathered in Nairobi, Kenya for the African Climate Summit, an event focused on addressing the devastating impacts of global warming and climate change. Mohamed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Delegates at the conference are discussing Africa's attempts to transition to cleaner energy sources and ways to obtain financing for climate change adaptation. African countries have consistently called for developed nations to contribute greater funding to combat the adverse effect of unpredictable weather patterns. The conference will conclude Wednesday with the outcomes and reports shaping the statement that African heads of state will present at the 2023 UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, in the United Arab Emirates. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Pakistan's caretaker prime minister claims that U.S. military equipment left behind during the American withdrawal from Afghanistan has fallen into militant hands and ultimately made its way to the Pakistani Taliban. He says the equipment is now emerging as a new challenge for Islamabad, as it has enhanced the fighting capabilities of the Pakistani Taliban. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.